on this 100th anniversary of the Yuletide Peace, undeclared but observed by ordinary soldiers on both sides of the field of slaughter in World War I. This grizzled but grateful World War II veteran turned pundit thought it an apt time to examine our progress toward a peaceful and permissive world, or the lack of one, and try to fathom why not. In June 1963, but 3 months from his own assassination, President John F. Kennedy posed these thoughts for Congress and the nation. Quote, "If we cannot end now our differences, at least we can help make the world safe for diversity," unquote. Several days later, he added this observation, quote, "No one's been barred on account of race from fighting or dying for America. There are no white or colored signs on the foxholes or graveyards of battle," unquote. His poignantly true comments don't seem to have struck the hearts and or minds of many Americans in positions to do something to end the race prejudice that even now plagues our official state, civil, and corporate entities in most parts of this country. Today, our current president, son of a white American mother and black Muslim father, faces continuing actions and expressions of overt racial prejudice from officials in federal, state, and local governments, plus many individuals in corporate and civic positions of importance who oppose his attempts to expand the promise of this democratic republic as unsought and unsupported efforts. Some even claim they lack a constitutional basis. These apparent re-energized expressions of race prejudice are also frighteningly connected with an explosive increase in unrest and acts of violence between ordinary citizens and members of various police forces in many areas. This commentator strongly believes it's time for more talk and less violence on everyone's part, and with this in mind, has compiled a helpful tea list. Tea for talk. It's time to tone down the rhetoric, but think things through. And when speaking with others about them, use tact. When public officials ask for opinions about what's going on, tell them we expect them to bring all of us together, not set us apart and against one another. Those who still watch TV, especially those who are parents, should turn off programs that accentuate violence. Let local officials know that truth is still a powerful weapon against a political plethora of blather. Tell the same thing to your local TV news people and school officials. As for local and area police, they have thankless and often dangerous jobs, but that doesn't give them the right to browbeat or bully those they're sworn to protect. We should still extend help and cooperation as we ask for theirs. In a speech to an area bar association in 1847, Daniel Webster said, quote, "Liberty exists in proportion to wholesome restraint," unquote. That's as good a rule to follow now as it was then. We might all profit from trying it, even if it doesn't begin or end with a T. The byword should be caution in inflammatory rhetoric, but ready agreement on a show of hands to help, especially those still unable to join an upwardly mobile majority.